أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد أرسلنا من قبلك في شيع الأولين. In our previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first responded to the disbelievers who repeatedly and obnoxiously requested from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should be accompanied by the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to them, and then Allah went on to explain how Allah has taken it upon Himself to preserve the Quran. Moving on to ayah number 10 of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ, and we did send before you messengers. There were other messengers whom we had sent before you, فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ, in the groups of the earlier people. So ignore their remarks and their comments. And remember that previous Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam was sent. You are not the only one who is rejected by his people, and you are not the only one who is subjected to this type of mockery and ridicule. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no Rasul had ever come to them, the previous people, إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, except that they would mock at him. As we said earlier and previously, that this is the way of the people of truth. The moment you adhere to the truth and you uphold the truth, you will suffer ridicule, and people will mock at you. People will call you different types of names, and they will give you different types of labels. And you will become a target and a victim of people's enmity and hatred. And you will become a target of their criticism. So long as it is because of your adherence to the truth, then persevere and understand that you are on the way of the people of truth. Every Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he was mocked at and he was ridiculed. This is an expression of comfort and sympathy for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَذَلِكَ نَسْلُكُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we cause it to enter into the heart of the criminals. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they do not bring iman in it, in the Quran. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes, perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Nabi would perhaps at times feel that maybe send down an angel, then they'll bring iman. Or maybe allow a certain miracle to happen and they'll bring iman. You know, they come with that claim. Just do this for us. Show us angels and bring iman in it. That's all we want to see. But remember the request they did for Isa alayhi salam. What did they say to Isa alayhi salam? O Isa alayhi salam, tell your Rabb to send down for us a ma'idah. Tell your Rabb to send down for us a feast from the heavens. And he made the dua, Allahumma anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama', O Allah, send down for us a ma'idah. They saw this with their eyes. They witnessed the ma'idah coming down. They ate of it and they still disbelieved. The she-camel of Salih alayhi salam. They came to Salih. Salih, you say you are a messenger. See this mountain. Allow a she-camel to walk out from this rock. He made the dua. Allah speaks of it. They saw it. They witnessed it with their very eyes. Yet they disbelieved. So these were just ways that they had employed to taunt the Nabi. Bring Malaika. You say you are a Nabi. Tell the Malaika to walk with you. We bring iman. And remember, we said this also, that when Allah had sent a miracle that they had requested, and and they disbelieve in the miracle, Allah then destroys the people. So it was a form of mercy on these people of Makkah that Allah did not allow those miracles to take place that they had requested, because if those miracles had taken place and they disbelieved in them, then that is followed by the adab and the punishment of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not believe in it. They will not believe in the Quran. وَقَدْ خَلَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as I gave you two examples of the previous people, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similar ways have passed. Similar requests were made. In fact, the people of the past even made a more absurd request and asked for greater things which are allowed to happen. So listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are making these requests, they are telling you to do these things. وَقَدْ خَلَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This is the way of the people, previous people that has already passed. وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we were to open up a gate for them in the heavens, if we were to do that for them, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا, if we were to open up a gate for them in the heavens, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ, and they kept on entering this gate. If we had to give them access to the heavens from this world and allowed them to go into the heavens and witness what is happening in the heavens, and they could go at any time, فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ, لَقَالُوا, what would they have said? Even if we were to do that for them, لَقَالُوا, they would have said, إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا. No, our eyes have been deluded. This is some magic. Our eyes have been deluded. They have decided that they are going to disbelieve no matter what. Kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they would then come up with some other objection or some other absurd claim. They would have said that our eyes have been deluded. بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمُ مَسْحُورُونَ. In fact, sihr has been performed on us. We are a bewitched people. And now we are experiencing these things because of the black magic that has been placed upon us. May Allah grant us the understanding.